Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
No, no, no. There's a former performer at Alice in Winterland a couple years back there. Mm-hmm. See, weirdly, we're all like, why is Avril opening for Kesha? And then Kesha came out and like blew our minds. We're like, oh, I wouldn't want to follow her either.
They were both great.
Yeah. Oh, it was such a good show. Don't miss out because this year is also excellent. One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's. There are like so few tickets left. I'm serious. We have a couple chances for you to win. However, right now we're going to do the holidays at Disneyland. The Disney folk, you know who you are. Here's your word. This hour's code word is gift. G-I-F-T. Take the word gift and text it to our contest line 20357 for your chance to win a four-pack of two-day, one-part-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. And then you're in the running for the grand prize. It's a vacation for four with 4 3-day, one-part-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is gift. I'm doing this all week. 6 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock in the morning at 5 past. What are you giggling about over there? What's going on over there?
415 says, did Bob just say Sarah's butt is so tempting? HR!
Hey, listen, I'm only halfway through that training.
Yeah.
Which is about 5 hours.
Oh my God, dude, you're not kidding.
It is ridiculously long, so I didn't get to the...
And clearly very important.
I didn't get to the butt part, so I claim ignorance.
I just think you can leave it at the part.
What?
All the parts, including his incredibly furry armpits. God.
I can't comment on your armpits.
Oh, I thought she's meant the part, like the crack.
No,
I thought she
wasn't.
That we're still on your butt. No?
Nope.
All right.
Apparently, you guys tell me. You're not allowed to talk about my butt.
We can't talk about ours either.
Have I?
Yeah.
You would.
Yes.
Really?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, look at it.
No, I'm not even going to look. Don't do that.
Oh,
all right, hold on. I did. Okay, we're ready to go. Let's do some trash. We're going to start with the trashiest of the trash. It's the Diddy Combs case. This is, it's gross. There's lots of horrible details and a thousand people are suing him right now. People have come out of the woodwork. So we talked about that Tony Busby, whatever his name was.
This
is a lawyer who stood up and did a press conference with his number in gigantic numbers above his head. And he talked about these 120 people and how everyone should be afraid, like bringing 120 lawsuits. He's filing them all over the country. This isn't even like a class action thing. This is just, I'm going to get this guy. So for the first time, and there's just been, so that was a huge number. And there were already a ton of people who were in on this and suing. And now like everyone who's ever served him at a restaurant is suing him. Like everyone wants a little piece of this. This, they say, is the first time in all these accusations against Diddy Combs that he's now facing claims of sexually assaulting a male minor. There have been men who've said, I wound up doing things I didn't want to do, or I was drugged, or...
I mostly hear the guys denying the rumor that they were with him. And I each time I'm kind of shocked, like, who said you, but there must be a group of people where those rumors are running. I'm not in that group, apparently.
So this is apparently the first time a minor male has said that he's, let's see, the exact wording is he's facing claims of sexually assaulting a male minor. Boy, they say it's a 16-year-old boy. He said he grabbed this guy's area. It's all the things you wouldn't want to happen to your 16-year-old. And so, honestly, I'm not going to go through every charge and all these allegations because this is on Deadline. So if you want to go look at it, feel free. Lots of detailed assault information. Like, it's just not... It's not fun stuff. One of the things they're saying here is that Diddy paid out around $30 million last year to ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura. I did not realize it was that much money. This was to end her assault and abuse suit. He was caught on video in 2016 at an LA hotel beating her. And they say here with a whole bunch of new lawsuits that were filed, looks like yesterday. His lawyers are insisting he's innocent of all past and present claims of assault. And they're actually hoping to flip attention onto that lawyer, the one that I also was like, this Tony Busby guy is just trying to get as much attention as he can.
Well, he's an ambulance chaser, but he's doing what they do.
Right. And so Sean Diddy Combs, his lawyers are trying to say this guy's a scumbag, which I actually do believe that he is. And I have the 120 lawsuits. Like, how did this guy get 120 people? Like, how did he dig them all? Maybe every single one of them is valid, but I tend to doubt that.
I have a tendency to feel like if something happened to you, you should speak when it happened. And that should be, hopefully,
it can be hard.
I'm getting there. So I do think that it feels like you should have spoken up. You could have saved a lot of people a lot of trouble. It can be hard. Mm. And if that person is extremely powerful
and
in
rich.
A business that you're trying to make your living in, it becomes even more difficult. And so I guess where I'm going with this is, while I agree with you, the class action lawsuit thing sounds pretty scuzzy. That
right.
said, there's probably a lot of people who went, I feel a lot safer talking about what happened to me now that there are 100 other people saying.
I think that when Cassie had video evidence... And he immediately settled with her. It probably freed a lot of, because think about, you know, that it's what predators do. They make it feel like it's you and I'll ruin you. And mm-hmm. there's no one else. This is everybody goes along with this. But you, why are you being difficult? Like, it's very, you know, it becomes this horrible thing that you're going through. And then when somebody comes out and says it, then now you're free. Now you are free to do it. But I think that when it happens to this, you know, to a 16-year-old boy, this thing happens and he looks around him and all these guys are looking at him like, what? I feel like that's probably, it would be easy to discredit that kid. He doesn't have any video. He's nobody. At least Cassie had a leg to stand on. But I'm with you. If only everybody did. Although, God, there's just so, you know, honestly, it's this whole thing about accusations made and then us randos talking about it on our morning show. You know what I mean? Like, it's very, we've already convicted this guy. And rightfully so, I believe. I think that he's horrible and needs to go away forever. But we talk about it all the time. Like, you can say anything you want about anyone and ruin their lives. Like, we've seen that happen too. What about the guy who went to jail and then later the girl was like, yeah, I made that whole thing up.
The rapes. This was a guy who was going to the NFL to become a wealthy superstar, and she sent him to jail on an entirely fake story about him raping
it to
her.
To the end, and then
he was sitting in jail, and she was like, "Well, I'd already said, so I can't. And I think that they had some kind of meeting and it was recorded and she was like, yeah, well, what am I going to do now?
Right.
And that's when they were able to say, you lied. Yet the whole thing's made up and this guy got set free. But you only have so many good NFL years. And if you sat on your ass for 5 years waiting to get set free, you probably don't have that game you used to.
So that is just a horrible story. Just an outright lie and a guy who goes to jail. But plenty of times people make these accusations and it's just now it's all over you. You're just splashed with
right.
it. Whether it's 100% untrue or not.
No, I agree. It's on you. If there's you something wrong with the internet, it's that anyone can post anything and there's no ramifications
right.
other than maybe that person who no one knew of anyway gets discredited. But you're now, the first thing that comes up is you're the guy that right. did this to somebody.
And even Jeez. If it gets completely proved otherwise, like, you know, they don't yell it that as loud. Like, the retraction my God, is this a back guy page. Did this yeah. thing. And then, you know, it gets completely overturned and they're like, oh, and then you're like, okay, so now every time anybody Googles me, that's what pops up. It's always on me for the rest of my life. Thank you for ruining my life. So anyway, I do think really bad things should happen to Sean Diddy Combs. Because I have convicted him in the court of public opinion. I think he did all this stuff and he's terrible. But I really feel like we need to be careful with this stuff. And I feel bad that I'm immediately like, oh yeah, he definitely did it. Even though I'm just saying, I feel bad about the thing that I'm not going to stop doing. here's a story.
Acknowledging the contrast.
Right. I don't know what else to say about it. You know, like I do feel like I see these things and, you know, we've all done it. Like you read something and you just believe it. Okay, well, that's what I think about that person. But I do think in this case, we're definitely right.
Okay.
Now, Kanye is, I don't know what's going to happen with this Bianca thing. He's married to this woman, Bianca Censori, and all this, there's a little smoke, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's like, maybe they're breaking up. Maybe they're not breaking up. There's a former assistant who enters the picture now, and her name's Lauren Pasciotta. And she claims that Kanye drugged and raped her during a studio session with Diddy. But she's also making this other claim. And it's a weirdly convoluted story. So she says, this is a former assistant. Her name's Lauren. And she says that Kanye wanted to have sex with his wife, Bianca Censori's mother. And he wanted Bianca to watch. Now, I don't know why this is included in her, just like the weird inappropriateness that she was subjected to when she was working for him. So Bianca and Kanye were not yet married.
Okay.
And her mother, Alexandra, was visiting from Australia.
Okay.
And she's attractive. I have a picture.
You got a picture
of
mom?
If you'd like to see her. She's an older white lady. She looks great in that dress. She's, you know, older. She's an older lady.
This is the mom?
That's Bianca. This is Bianca right here. And that's her mom. And I think that's her sister. So, you know, good looking older lady. But apparently, and this is what people are alleging about Kanye now. He's got a mom complex, a momplex, if you will, where he wants to bang everybody's mom. Like, I'm sure he was eyeballing Kris Kardashian at the time. So this woman, Lauren, the personal assistant who's suing Kanye, claims that Kanye showed Lauren a text he'd sent to Bianca, which said, I want to do F your mom before she leaves. I don't know what to say. And then he asked Lauren.
Very smooth.
Thanks. He asked Lauren, should I send a follow-up text saying, I want you to watch me do F your mom? And according to the lawsuit, one of Kanye's sexual kinks is wanting to get with moms of the women he's involved with. Bianca texted Kanye back saying, my mom's married. And then she said, I'm going to go F someone this weekend, and I'm going to tell you the next time you're doing stuff to me.
Wait, Bianca said that back?
Yes.
Okay. So they're made for each other.
Maybe. Maybe this is just like a joke and this Lauren, like she's just, they're being funny with each other maybe.
No, I actually don't think it's a joke or that it's funny. And I don't know, but I know that the mom thing, take a look at any porn site. It's the number one thing people are watching is MILF porn.
It's the number one most searched. No.
Now, I don't understand it. I don't want to do somebody's sister and I don't want to do somebody's mom. I'm not into that. But you think about someone like Kanye with, first of all, I believe he has strong mental illness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, fact.
100%.
Yeah, that's bipolar.
Yeah. So there's that. Add to it, he's been indulged in every way since he was 19.
Yes.
In every way. And everything he puts in his raps have brought him millions. So, you know, all the stuff that he thinks has made him think he's a genius and right. that this is makes perfect sense. I'm not surprised at all that he wants that. It's up to Bianca and other normal people to say, I'm not going to see you anymore, dude.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that people are, I think it's like a, you know, I'm not saying she's a groupie, but it is a groupie mentality. Like if you don't do what this person says, then they're done with you. And so you have to decide, do you want them to be done with you or do you want the attention of the rock star?
Now, listen.
That's the way.
Everybody's got their kinks. Mm. Her saying she's going to go do someone and then tell him about it when she's with him
next time,
that might be something he likes. I would be like, you just broke my heart. I have to break up with you. Yes, sex is sex, but you didn't need to tell me that.
You know, when I read,
while we were in the middle of it,
when I read that exchange, I felt like this is their warm up. I want to bang this person. Oh yeah, well I'm going to go bang this person. Like this is
flirting.
Could right? Be. And then he's showing Lauren, and she's filing this away for when she does her lawsuit. And which, by the way, the main allegation in it is that she was drugged and raped by him. He told her later, "Yeah, I did you," and she was out of it.
Assistant.
This is the assistant. So this is just an aside piece to that entire. It's listed as how wacky he is.
I also don't know enough about his mental illness or the medicine that he's on. But if you talk to a police about people on meth, one of the side effects of meth is hyper sexualized behavior. Hyper.
Doesn't strike me as a meth guy, though.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I don't know what he's on for his mental illness. I don't know what his mental illness brings him. But he does seem hypersexualized, like getting a, you know what, on the boat in front of another dude. Like, mm-hmm. What are you doing? You're known.
Right. We can see her going below decks there. We're watching that happen.
Like, I don't. So there's something going on there.
Everyone around you has a camera pointed at you. You know this.
Right.
There's no surreptitious job happening.
Right.
We're all looking at it on TMZ, my friend.
So maybe it's part of what's wrong with him as well.
Maybe. That's possible.
Between the fame and the mental illness, this is where you land.
Mm. Just to sort of wrap up the...
So did they do it?
Did he do her mom?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
She doesn't... Yeah, the lady didn't include that information. I'm like, which part did they do?
The whole conversation was about Kanye getting the mom. Did he get the mom?
He did not. Get the mom.
Oh, he didn't.
I'm going to assume he didn't get the mom. By the way, the mom was asked, did he get you? And she said, leave me out of this, please.
Oh, so she did get God.
You know what? Isn't that funny? How if you don't deny it, if you don't deny it, people are like, you did it. And if you do deny it, they're like, you did it.
No, she'd said, that's ridiculous. I would never do my daughter's husband. Then that would be that's the right answer.
She obviously did do it.
All right. Well, I don't know.
Obviously. Do you want to see the picture of the assistant? Lauren Bisciotta. Who, by the way, does kind of look like it's like his.
That's the assistant?
Yeah, that's the assistant.
Are you sure that's not? Oh, that is. That says her name right next to her boobs.
Yep.
Looks
right
just
there.
Like
hanging out of her top.
Yeah. And then, of course, hold on. There's
He's
this
got
one.
A
just
type,
just to remind you. Of Bianca Censori in basically some ribbons.
Yeah, she's well endowed.
She is. Maddie was saying as he was staring at these earlier, and by these I mean her chest, that they look natural. And they do kind of. They're so hefty.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. I did see a pair, though, one time that were spectacular. Mm. And if she hadn't said they were fake, I would have said, those are real. And she said, no, I got these are. And I went, oh, you should give that name of that doctor to every woman who's wants this because they're.
She is one of those like pencils with boobs ladies. Like she's really skinny and she just has giant ones and mostly no bra ever. So they tend to hang in a very natural way. There's a lot of movement. Yeah.
Movement, which is beautiful.
She looks like when there's a implant person on Survivor at the end of the show, they're just boobs on a stick.
Yeah, they're just not. Yeah. But she, yeah. Yep. But they don't seem to be like, they're more like, oh.
Well, I mean, I don't know her. I've heard she's an interior designer.
An architect or something.
Whatever, whatever it is. But yeah. She does seem to be simply a sex object. The end.
Currently, that is the entire definition. Kanye's wife / sex object.
I mean, I think you can be multi-leveled and multifaceted.
Agreed.
But in this case, I think we're just looking like that.
We've got it narrowed down. Yep. I mean, some of these non-outfits he's got her in. You do go, wow, she is, if that's an outfit, she's pulling it off. Is that an outfit? I don't know. Define outfit anymore. Okay, what's coming up in the news, Finn?
I've got another AI story more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Doo-dee-doo-doo-doodly-doo.
You can't possibly still be Zen, right? We fixed that. you know, when you came in and you're like, I'm so zen because I did a sound house or something.
Zen. Yep. No, I'm still good. Sound bath.
Oh, you're still all zen.
Oh, my God.
Okay, good. Yes.
Yep.
All right, good.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Tickets for Winterland. Alice in Winterland 2024 on sale now at RadioAlice.com. We got word yesterday. We are really close to being sold out. If you want to go to this and you're like, oh, I was thinking about it, just stop thinking and start doing. Tickets are almost gone. Do not miss out. All this week, 8:05, so half an hour from now, and 9:05. Each day this week, we have keywords. You text those to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered to win a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. It's all happening December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, and it's sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Disneyland. Celebrate the holidays at Disneyland Resort. Alice has your chance to win a vacation for four all this week on the fives at 6 and 7, and later on Jane's show at 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Nice.
Listen for the code word to text to our contest line, 20357. That's the number you text the code word to, 20357, for your chance to win a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland Resort. Plus, get in the running for the grand prize vacation for four with four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a two-night stay at Disneyland Resort Hotel.
Sweet. God, that's good. People who love Disney.
Beautiful out right now. Like, it's a beautiful morning, and there was a big full moon on my drive in as well.
Like low, and with the fall of the waning part of it on the top. It was so strange.
Beautiful today. You're going to have a great day.
Gorgeous.
I believe that.
It is going to be a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Great
mm-hmm.
week. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody at the ball getting tipsy.
I like that song. I mean,
I think it's number one again this week, too.
Good.
I think it's like the 14th or 15th week. Like, I'll tell you tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's like 14, but yeah, it's grown on me, too.
Has it?
I already laughed at this, so I don't really have any more laughs for you, but I did think it was funny because, you know, Sarah was telling us about how Kanye really wants to be with his wife's mom.
Yeah.
And I was saying, I don't really have that feeling ever. And then 415 wrote, not into moms. I think a song you wrote says differently, Vinny.
That is actually a really good point. Yeah. I think you might have just been trying to be funny at a time. It is one of his biggest hits.
It's one of my biggest hits, and I didn't even think of it because, you know, that's so far back there.
Your mom is cool. She makes me drool.
No, that's not it.
She gives me cookies. She makes me cookies. She gives me nookie. Before I met your mom, I was a rookie.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you. The other one is the boob song.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't.
Who cares? So, the bottom
your mom
line
is cool.
You're right. You got me, 415. I did write a song about moms. I wasn't even thinking of
plus
that.
Plus, you're also married to a mom. And
that's
you were
true.
Like, who wants to bang someone's mom and sister? I'm like, well, I don't want to say anything, but.
Don't take it out of context. You know exactly what I was talking about.
You know that important they're not really, it's not really their mom or sister. It's just some lady that got hired.
Are you going to try and tell me they're not stuck in the dryer either?
I'm pretty sure they
they're not
get
stuck
out.
Under their bed just, with their butts in the air naked.
No.
Is that what you're going to tell me?
I'm going to say
that people,
not stuck.
Mom, a lot of moms aren't looking for things under your bed with their whole backside exposed. Mm. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't want to pull the curtain back all the way, Vinny. But yes, that's what I'm telling you.
I have wondered how are you getting stuck under there. Makes no sense.
Well, obviously, Dad put a bear trap. Snap.
Whoosh.
Yep. Help! Someone help me! Mom, why don't you have clothes on? No reason. The cameras are rolling. Let's get this thing moving.
Yikes. Okay. AI makes the news again. It was supposed to be with the story from last news break, but then we never shut up, and it just went and went and went. So here's the story about AI pets. I like it. AI pets.
Don't poop. Don't need to be fed.
Never need to be walked. AI pets. Never destroy your carpet.
You can completely ignore them. It's great. Who doesn't want a pet they can ignore?
Casio is releasing a new furry AI pet named Mufflin.
What is it?
They say it develops its own personality depending on how you interact with it. They go on sale in Japan next month for about $400. They'll be marketed as a mental health companion, not a toy.
Oh.
They say that it's kind of like the Tamagotchi, if you remember that from the 90s, yeah. But they're saying that it's possibly creepier. It looks like a guinea pig with legs. It's got eyes.
So it's not like a cat or a dog. It's just a pet.
Mm-hmm. It's got eyes but no limbs for some reason. Your child will probably want one because they're pretty cute. Let me see if I can get the photo to come up without screwing up. Oh, there it is. That's your new AI pet.
Oh, they do look like little guinea pigs. They really do.
No legs, though, at all.
Yeah, just like, and I assume there's an eye on the other side, too. Okay.
No butts, I'm going to guess.
Right. Well, no poop. I mean, it's a pet without pooping. Does it like, when I hold it, does it kind of wriggle against me? Like, oh, and say, I love you.
Let's see here. Unlike previous robot pets, it's not meant to be a toy. They're marketing it, again, as a mental health companion that's meant to comfort you. Bring this on planes instead of your mental health goose. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Sorry. Your companion goose is really problematic.
You should just drive. You and your goose should drive.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's got built-in AI that helps it develop its own simulated personality depending on how you interact with it. Over time, it learns to recognize you just like a real pet does.
Oh.
They don't run, jump, or move around much. They just sort of squirm, so they do
have wiggling, right?
There's some interaction there. Some.
Now, if you have a real pet, like a dog who likes a chew toy, is that going to be okay?
Yeah.
That's sort of what I was thinking.
They say it's supposed to simulate a pet snuggling with you. So the movement is, you know, sort of,
cozying up. Oh,
wiggly.
Oh, I'm wiggling up against you.
This originally debuted at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas in 2021. So our guy, Scott Budman, would have seen this. Right. Oh, 2021 would have been pandemic.
I don't know. It depends on what time of year.
Oh, it might have been just before we got hit.
No, 2020 is when it hit us, right?
Yeah.
So it must have been like maybe toward the end of 2021. Oh. There was a virtual CES. Remember that?
Yep.
Like there were all.
That must be it.
It had to have been. Because we were still in it in 2021. It was very.
Yeah, but it was Vegas.
Yeah, that's true. So the hell with it. I'm going to Vegas.
Yeah, I don't care.
These little guys go on sale in Japan on November 7th. You'll expect it here. Like expect it here. It's going to happen. They're going to be $400, so it's not cheap, but maybe this is the right thing to do.
Learns
honestly.
All about you. Does it come pre-named or do you have to name it? I
would imagine you'd get to name it. That makes more sense.
Mr. Wiggles, come on.
And you said Casio, like
Casio.
The keyboards?
Yep. Huh. Or the watch.
Oh, yeah, right. Casio watches.
I used to wear those G-Shocks all the time. It's the only thing that lived.
Oh. That was what Casio made the G-Shock? Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that.
Yep. I like those things. And then I became addicted to my Apple Watch, and now I just live, with this on my wrist at all times.
Like a little deck of cards.
Fast facts!
You know I love fast facts. I'm going to let you. There we go. I'm going to let you take care of those from now on. I'm not going to fight you anymore.
What?
Well, I got to let them do it because.
Why?
Because we both wind up hitting them at the same time or just slightly off from each other.
It's the only way I'll learn, Vinny.
Okay.
Yeah. You gotta let them do it.
Highlighters were originally yellow because they wouldn't leave a shadow when a paper was Xeroxed.
Oh.
That's why.
Interesting.
And that is why.
And so the other colors do? Because there's a million colors now.
Uh-huh.
All those Day-Glo colors. I love highlighters.
No one makes copies anymore, but.
That's true.
I bet you there's a copy machine right there.
Well, there's a printer, so I'm sure that you can make a copy using a printer. People still do print things in this building. I see people out there standing there waiting for things to be produced.
Tea bags.
Hot. Hot tea. Everybody likes hot tea.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Tea bags.
Hot.
Stop saying that.
Okay, I'll stop.
Tea bags.
Hot.
were invented by accident in 1908.
Oh.
A salesman in New York sent samples of tea to people in silk bags, and they assumed they were supposed to put the whole thing in the pot. and the trend caught on.
Huh.
Well, it does make it a lot easier to clean, doesn't it?
Darius Rucker wasn't Hootie in Hootie and the Blowfish.
Who was Hootie?
Those were nicknames of two of his friends in college. One had big eyes and looked like an owl, Hootie, and the other one had big cheeks, Blowfish.
Oh.
And there's the name.
They were just, you know, that's just one of those nights where everyone's stoned. You're like, yeah, I had these two friends, Hootie and the Blowfish, and went to college with them. And they're like, that's obviously the name of our band now.
Right.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
And then they caught, and they're stuck with it.
Yep. Well, that was the name of us when we made it.
We should change our name.
Someone was saying they were doing a show like in Hootie's hometown or Darius Rucker's hometown just over this past weekend. And people were like, I think that guy's wasted. It was like a celebration show just for that record, that one record that came out. They're doing it in his hometown. And I guess he wiped out and he was like singing.
Darius did.
Darius, yeah.
Oh, like.
But he's saying, nah, I just fell. What?
Oh.
But also, there he is in his hometown. Maybe he was partying. The end of the world, but. And it was Hootie and the Blowfish, not Darius Rucker and his whatever band he has now.
Oh.
It was like a Hootie show, which is special.
And he got wasted.
Rare. I don't know. That's what they say.
Did you get wasted this weekend?
No.
Okay. I mean, you went to a sound room.
Yeah, that was sober. That was a sober sound bath.
Sound bath. Yeah. Sorry.
It was like at 10 in the morning.
Originally, Steven Spielberg was developing Cape Fear and Martin Scorsese was developing Schindler's List. Neither of them were into their own project, so they traded.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know. Maybe
I didn't even know they came out around the same time.
They may not have. You know, development is a long...
Yeah.
It's actually crazy.
What were the two? Schindler's List and what?
Cape Fear.
And Cape Fear. How funny.
De Niro. Remember in the movie theater?
Yeah.
So...
That is a...
He pulled off creepy big.
Cape Fear came out in 91 and Schindler's List came out in 93.
There you go.
Yeah, well, there it is.
And Schindler's List clearly needed, you know, a little more work.
It was epic.
Real life stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the research department slows things down. Just fudge that. Who cares?
It's Cape Fear, for God's sake. Who cares?
Everybody cares, man. You can't fudge this.
Nobody says that. Like, we're talking about the Holocaust. Don't make jokes and don't fudge anything.
I love the way things come around, and I've been enjoying walking around my own house, grousing about the lights being on or... One of the things I remember of my childhood was my mom always coming up behind me as I'm in the fridge and going, is there a show in there that you're watching or what? Are we air conditioning the whole house from the fridge?
Mm.
How about you pick something out and eat it?
Right.
And not sit there with the doors wide open.
And try to remember what you saw in there so that five minutes from now you're not opening up the door again just to see if anything news popped in.
Well, if there was anything good to eat, I would have already eaten it, wouldn't I?
Here's an apple, says your mom. Like, apples, no one likes those, Mom.
Anyway, how much is an arm and a leg worth? You know, it's costing me an arm and a leg over here.
Right. So what, I'm going to say, you know, if you want to take my arm and a leg, I'm going to need $1 billion.
They say $90 million is what an arm and a leg is worth.
Yeah. It would just have to be so much money. I'd do it. Left arm, left leg, right? Both on the same side, right? I think that's what I'd do. I want to be able to, you know, scooch along. Hop on my right leg, probably stronger leg, dominant hand, right hand.
You really took the story too far.
I'm just thinking it through, Ben.
Are you?
Well, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to hire someone to walk on that side of me. Sling an arm around me. That pays $1 million a year.
Oh, all right.
No, I did. I thought one of you would volunteer for that. It's $1 million a year.
Oh, I do it. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
great. Gotcha. Good. Thanks.
Sorry, how demanding she is? Have you ever?
I do.
Yeah.
I've worked with her for a long time. Yeah.
He even came back.
I'm friends with her.
He must really need a gig.
What? No, I love you. I know. I love you. I'm 100% here because I love you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Love you too.
Thank you.
I'll move on.
Okay.
Man develops cone-shaped bulge on his head from breakdancing too much.
Oh. really relentlessly.
The old saying goes that artists must suffer for their art, but the situation is probably going too far. They say this is normal. Breakdance bulge. Look at the bump on this guy's head. It's from head spinning.
It's almost like a callus. It's almost like it's, you know, the head is trying to protect itself. Mm-hmm. It is sort of cone shaped. It looks like it just gives you a place to spin from.
The bulge, they say, is fairly well documented within the breakdance community, but they haven't really studied it. When I wrestled, I only wrestled for a year in high school, but I got that cauliflower ear that everybody gets from fighting or wrestling or whatever.
Someone has struck you there and it blossoms out? Like,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I had to get it.
Oh, you got it carved down.
Yeah, many people wait because they're going to keep fighting and they find themselves going, well, I'm
and
not
you're like,
gonna...
I can't have ears like this. I'm going to shave my head at some point.
Why would I fix it if it's going to keep getting punched and keep growing back?
Yeah, I wrestled all through high school and my mom was a nurse. So I just had a scalpel at home. And I, you can see in my ear, I've got slices because I just would drain my own ears.
Oh,
because,
my God.
Yeah.
That's a little gnarly.
Yeah.
But you lived in the woods, right? I mean, I guess you had to handle that stuff.
I mean, a rusty knife.
Health insurance. Yeah, just like the old knife. Grab it out of the door. It's the one where you used to cut the poop off the back of the dog. Just could use that. What? You don't have a pair of scissors dedicated to that?
Well, we should.
We do.
Everybody does.
The bulge is fairly well documented within the breakdance community, but barely studied in medicine. This guy developed this over his 19-year career. The surgery did lessen it. I'll show Sarah a pic. That's the before and after.
Oh, it didn't. It did lessen it, but
didn't get rid of it.
It didn't get rid of it. So,
breakdancing bulge, everybody.
Yeah, breaking bulge. Hey, that reminds me. Did either of you have any trouble getting your sparkly tattoos off last week?
No.
I finally had to on Sunday morning. I had to use olive oil to get mine off. They were
I could not get.
How do you know? Did you look at the top of your head?
No.
Let me see. Let's see if it's still on there. Yup, it's still.
It is still on there.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Oh.
And two hearts that beat as one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I had to use a scrub brush.
Oh yeah.
On my face.
I know. I didn't want to do that, so I finally, after 3 days, I was like, I'll just try olive oil.
Pictures are at Facebook and RadioHouse.com.
Yes.
Or RadioHouse on Instagram.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Sarah, I think you want the right arm and left leg. That way John or whatever lackey you hire can walk along on the right side.
Well, then I'm going to lose the right leg and the left arm. I need my dominant arm, don't I? I mean, I would think that would be... It's hard, though.
It wouldn't be balanced that way. You want to be balanced.
It's $1 billion. That's my price. Because honestly, it's so, have you ever tried to dress yourself? Like if you've ever broken an arm or had an arm in a sling and you're trying to really do almost anything with just one arm, it's so difficult. Like to all you one-armed people out there, you know what? Yay you. Way to keep making things happen. Good job with the one arm.
I know you mean well.
I do. I know. It's not going well.
They're waving at you right now. Thank you.
My one arm. Yeah. It's rough. I mean, it's so hard. If you're pulling that off, you know, keep on trucking. One armer.
May I?
Okay.
I'm just going to help you here.
Thank
and
you.
Jump in.
Could have just gone.
408 says, Mofflin looks like a Tribble from Star Trek.
It does.
The trouble with Tribbles.
I like the trouble with Tribbles. They breed too fast. That was the trouble with them.
Uh-huh.
But these are definitely... To me, they really look like those furry, the extra long-haired guinea pigs. They're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some length to them.
Hi, my darling friends of about three decades. This is from 510. Teachers still make copies. I mark my originals with yellow highlighter because they don't show on the copies. OFOC, Julie, Oakland Radio.
Hey, Julie, Oakland Radio.
Thanks for teaching.
Thank you for teaching.
Hi, Ju.
Juju.
Oh, let's not forget, Vin, you're also into Isla's mom. I didn't realize everyone was going to take that about my own wife and then I'm not into moms.
I can't stand moms and sisters.
I don't have that. You know when you hear those people who talk about, like, I wonder if I can get with both twin sisters, or like that whole, the guy who's in the bar who's like, I think I can figure out how to.
Dude, that's where the, you know.
I'm just trying to, you know, get normal old, you know, one-on-one. Mm. I'm not trying to friend jump or any of that.
Oh, thank goodness. People take that really seriously.
Well, I would think. Oh, well, I know what you're talking about, but I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, Trina and Annalisa are safe. That's not.
Oh, you're saying you don't want to jump her friends.
Right.
Got it.
Well, I don't know that I meant that, but either way, I'm just saying, like, there's a lot of ladies of the world. If I were ever released into the wild again by my wife, I would just go find someone else. I wouldn't be like, oh, your friends look hot.
Yeah.
You know, they're nearby.
Right. Proximity is 9/10 of the problem.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. There's enough peoples of the world. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, there's you again every day. It's like you work here. I do work here, Arnold. Okay, I have a job for you. We're here, raise my kid.
Clean this. Oh. You go now.
Okay, coming up next, Alice in Winterland tickets.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.